by the, told me I'm going to be in there at 9 o'clock in the morning to attend the business. It was 9 o'clock, you know, it wasn't 10. And so my credit helped me along.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I didn't send you a postal card, because I didn't know when I'd be here, and I didn't want to say I'd be here at 9 and not show up. Did you have any walnuts around in the creeks?
Walnuts, oh yes, yeah. Yeah, I up to this year, a couple of years ago, people come out there and pick up, oh, some, we get all the way, sometimes they get 5 bushels, sometimes they get 15.
Hmm.
Yeah, a lot of native walnuts up there. Hmm. But the farm I sold up to Marshall, I moved off from it, and I was in partnership with the man, and he took it over, but the mortgage company took it away from me, started doing it, and I had the money, and he gave it to me for paying the mortgage.
Oh, good.
And I promised to divide with him. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a pecan grove on it. We got 10 bushels of pecans 1 year. And several years later, I got rid of the farm, and I sent him one check for $4,010.
Boy.
Then I sold the farm, but I made a lot of money out of it. But he made about, well, it's already in foreclosure, and I bought it of the Edney Life Insurance Company, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Paid them off.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to lose it anyhow, but he gave me a deed to it. I didn't string on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I deeded all the money when they take an R, get an R lease. 1 year, we got $800. And I took 3 and gave him 5.
Good. That should have made him happy.
Then I sold 10 acres of Raleigh for $1,100 and sent him $500 and kept 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just the way I made the money, but look what he got out of it. He lost it.
Yeah, sure.
He got about $5,000 or $7,000, and he bought a business in Kansas City and made good money, but he's passed away now. He's been gone 2 or 3 years. I still own 40 acres of oil in that place.
That's pleasant, isn't it?
We had a little oil, and I should have sold more oil. I could sold 40 acres for $5,000. Well, I sold this one 10 acres, you know, for $1,100.
Mm-hmm.
And the children didn't want me to sell anymore. We had a little well started on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the well quit, and so I took up the royal, and oh, that's all right. You can't pick too much all the time, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Got to leave some for seed.
Yeah.
Well, with your walnuts, what did you call that hard part that you had to break with a hammer?
Huh? Well, that's the shell.
The shell?
And the kernel, the heart.
Uh-huh. Then on the outside of that?
That's the husk, you know. I mean, uh-huh. You might say husk. It's just a...
Turns your hands all brown.
Oh yeah, take you 2 weeks to get the stain off from them.
Yeah, all fall. You were on the brown.
Yeah, we used to always pick up walnuts and pecans.
Mm-hmm. Did they have oranges here for? Was that a common gift for Christmas?
Huh?
An orange for Christmas, was that common?
Well, we always bought oranges very near Christmas. Now my son in California always sends us a box every Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they have places out there where they pack, and he just puts in an order. But he made a mistake this Christmas. And it's supposed to have an orange box and fruit box. When it got here, it's a fruit cake.
Oh my goodness.
And I got a letter from the company that apologized, said they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of fruit cake, and place of orange fruit, mm-hmm. orange box.
Did they send you oranges too?
No, that's all right. We got the fruit part. You want a piece of it? We got it out here yet.
Oh no, thank you.
California fruit cake.
Yeah. You said you grew a lot of things in your garden. Did you make a different distinction in gardens?
Oh, we all have. Say we have radishes here, you know, and lettuce here, you know. Radish here and lettuce here, and then we'd have rows of peas and rows of onions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And always had them off in little plots, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear onions called ingerns?
Huh?
Did you ever hear onions called ingerns?
No, I don't know what they did.
That's a strange one to me, too.
Yeah.
A fellow told me that he used to call them ingerns.
Uh-huh.
Those were onions.
You know, there's lots like sweet potatoes, lots of different names. There's yams and I don't know what all. And but I used to know all them names, but I don't pay no attention to them anymore. Mm-hmm. You know.
Did you raise those onions and then some of them you dig up in your garden in the spring when they were still green?
Well, onions, oh yeah, we used to have quite a lot of them.
Serve them on the table and you
yeah.
Dip them in salt. And
that's right.